Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Hi, Jody. My zip code is 32796.
Thank you. I'm locating this account for you. Your first and last name, please.
Armida Riggins.
Thank you. Right. I have located this account. Please verify your shipping address.
860 Alabama Street, Titusville, Florida, 32796.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to look over the account.
Sure.
Okay. This is for the NutriSlim Keto and Cleanse. And I see that you have, called in before. And
the last time I spoke, the last time I spoke with someone was on June the 3rd. they called to state that they couldn't get, they couldn't put it back on my card for some reason, so they were going to send me an e-check, and I still have not received that.
Okay, good. And this is for the shipping and handling?
Yes, $14.15.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I will have to reach out to a supervisor.
Okay. And I'm sorry, would you tell me your name again?
Yes, my name is Jody.
J-O-D-Y or I?
Just an I, yes ma'am.
Okay.
All right, because I will, before I can, I will have to have a supervisor to give me the okay to proceed.
They told me it would be 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
It's past, way past that now.
Right. All right, so I'm just going to read, while I wait for that that response, I'm going to read back through the notes.
Okay.
And I just got a message that they are looking at it. Maybe that's a different way of notating the accounts now, so it actually gives me a chance to look and try to figure this out.
There may have been one reason why they couldn't put it back on my card is because I received a fresh card, updated card.
Mm-hmm.
In June, and they told me to activate it right away. The number is the same, but the security code on the back is different.
Well, if you're still with the same bank or credit card company, it should route to the new card. I mean, I just see several notes from several different agents as well, so I can't override what they are trying to do. I've never heard of the e-check system, so I may be able to go ahead and process that, but I'm going gonna wait and let her give me the okay.
If you've never heard of the e-check, then I don't know why it was even brought up.
I haven't, but we have, I see several different agents. I don't know their department or their status, so I can't override what the last agent has stated.
I gotcha.
All right, so they are obviously trying to figure it out themselves. It's taking a little longer than normal.
That's all right. I got nothing better to do right this minute, so I'll be happy to get it cleared up.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so my supervisor has said to send this to the corporate office for the corporate office to address.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So this is from May. I called on May 10th for the very first time. No.
Right.
I called the day after I ordered it the first time and said that because there was something additional required to be bought, I really wanted to cancel it, and they said, you can't do that now. You'll have to wait until June 2nd to the 9th. So I called back on May 10th. I mean, on June the, here we go, where's my date? June 3rd. That's when they told me it would have to be an e-check.
Okay. And that the messages must have been from the corporate office, and they use different terms and different abbreviations. Also, they can issue an e-check. I cannot. So that those were definitely messages from the corporate office. So I do have to send this, and I'll let them know that there has been no e-check that has been sent. All right, so I did reach out to the corporate office. I've got that sent over. Now, it will take about 24 hours for a response. And I did ask them to please contact the customer. And you're calling in about the e-check that has not been issued.
Correct.
All righty. I'm so sorry. Yes, ma'am.
How will they, do you have my phone number so they can contact me? Or?
I want to make sure, we'll double check that. I have 321-234-6105.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And so they will be contacting me?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. I've requested they please contact the customer, and you're calling about the e-check that has not been issued.
Okay.
All right. Well,
So they should be getting back to me within 24 hours?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right. I thank you, Jody.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Really a drag out, isn't it? Hmm.